Amen. Amen. Don't look at me, look at the Holy Spirit in me and Jesus Christ. If you look at me, you'll get nothing. One thing I want to tell you now. I didn't come for 2 days. So the 2 days for this meeting, I will buy a cassette. God told me the purpose of this meeting this year. I am so high now. I am not like when I came on Thursday. That Thursday night, I was changed. I called him very early. I spoke to you, told you. If you are coming to a meeting, prepare for promotion. Prepare for a new anointing, an increase of knowledge. What can make your faith and my faith to grow is the knowledge of the Word of God. So I have a few minutes to share with you. Carry this home. You can be seated. Come, go and sit down. The Holy Spirit woke me up early and spoke to me. I asked him to confirm 3 times if he is the one talking to me, because there are many voices talking in the world. Some of you, you hear just one voice. You carry. Your body can speak. Is it true? And then there are demons that come, I mean, are speaking. Everybody look up on this roof and look at the pillars. Are you looking at what is here? What is making this house to stand is the foundation. What is making this building to stand is foundation. And Apostle Arome, he brought a very, very, very high, I mean, somebody with a high knowledge of building. Is it true? And then the foundation. He can tell you that this place was a mud place, swampy place. The foundation alone has taken millions. Is it true? Listen carefully. The foundation alone has taken billions to make this house to stand. And the gravel and cement and water and sand. How many things? How many things? 4. They are agreed. And they become how many? They become how many? 4 things became what? Natural thing that God created. But what has made the 3 to join cement was the knowledge of the first man that got cement. God created cement for years, but the people of old, they didn't know anything. They were building mud. Up to today, many of them are building mud in the house. On the cement is there on the ground. The cement in Bayon has been there from the beginning of the world. But we were suffering here. So, the foundation can make you to stand long and strong. And because of the foundation that has been so strong, this house is not shaking. The wind is blowing. Everything that is blowing this way is hitting on this building. But it's not shaking. Because it's on the solid, on the solid foundation, and the things on the top are also solid. But number one is the foundation that is carrying everything. So you and I, we can stand every temptation, every trial, every persecution, every tribulation, every attack. I thank God for the young man that preached day before yesterday, and the young man that preached yesterday night. That's my ministry that God called me when I was young. I'm not boasting. In this our land, I may be the second or the third person that started dealing with demons today. Last year, somebody called me and asked me, I should tell him the secret that I've been dealing with demons for years and I'm not becoming mad or I'm not tired. I have still preaching. I told him one thing. I told him that I know Jesus. When Paul wanted to grow, he said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. So the foundation, which many of us have not known, we knew it before, but some of us, we have forgotten about the foundation. Do you think this house, the foundation of this house will forget to carry this? I'm asking you a question. Can the foundation forget that there are heavy things it's carrying? Is that possible? That is not possible. Never. It will never. So the foundation of a man that is born again is John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12, that is all. If you forget about John chapter 1, verse 12, the wind will blow you off. You will build your foundation on the sand like that foolish person. But if you're a wise man, like Matthew chapter 7, you will stand on that rock and the wind. Because Jesus said, the Bible said, those who believed in him, he gave them what? This young man has been talking about power, has just finished. Power to become what? To become who? I want you to shout it. Power to become who? All right. So number one, if I have become the son of God or the child of God, I must know my father. I must what? Know my father. It's nowhere. Who is my father? My physical father, I knew him. Up to today, I knew him. He was a powerful man, but humble, rich. Yes. That is the physical. So that God that has become your father, do you know him? I say my father was a powerful man and rich. And that God that has become your father, how is he? How is he? Because we are talking about pastors committing fornication, adultery. That man, the day, yesterday when he said in the morning, I was crying. It's because of the lack of knowledge of the foundation. And the foundation, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Is it true? Many of us have taken this thing as a useless thing. We are reading high Bible. It's too good. And without faith, you cannot stand. And what makes faith to be strong is the knowledge. When God sent many prophets to the Jews to know him, they refused. The other prophet came, Hosea. He came, go and tell them my people are destroyed for lack of what? Lack of what? Knowledge will boost your faith. It is knowledge that will make your faith to stand. I am talking from my personal experience. For over 70 years, with the faith, I've been moving. Things have been attacking me. Yes. Devil has attacked me. I have done everything. I'm living in Benue. Benue is one of the most dangerous states in Nigeria and in Africa. Is it true? You were hearing him yesterday, and you were hearing him the day before yesterday. When we finish here, see me, I forgot to tell you something. Look, and I am the first Pentecostal in this land to start dealing with demons. Precisely from 1954 till today. So it's good you know. Those who are trained, those who I took them to Archbishop Idaho's house, Bible school in 76, 77, 78, some of them came back, some of them are dead. Some of them backslid, some of them are sick. Some cannot preach again. Some are suffering from paralysis. But I am standing. Why am I standing? I want you to know that the grace is there, but you must receive the grace. You must know that grace, what the grace can do for. Is there anybody who will go to school and refuse to learn A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3, and we know how to read, and we know how to do maths? Is that possible? So when you don't want to build on your foundation, you can't read. You cannot go anywhere. You cannot go anywhere. So John chapter 1 verse 12, I want you to know that is the foundation. You have become the child of God. Who is that God? And what is he? What has he done that he has made you to be? When Jesus came down, he did not forget. He told the Jews, sometimes he will tell them, I'm a son of man. Sometimes he will tell them, I'm a son of God. Is that true? Well, the Pharisees, one day he told them that, you don't know my father. If you know my father, you have known me. You are doing all this to me because you don't know my father. When they say, we are children of Abraham, they say, if you are a children of Abraham, you should have known me. Abraham did not do this. So the foundation of a man to stand is ABC of the Bible. You are not a child of God. Jesus' kingdom became human being. For 33 years and 6 months, he did not forget that he was God in a body. He didn't forget, always standing there, the power that you are seeing me, the works that he's doing is my Father who is in me. Where is that God to you? Where is that God to you? If you don't know where that God is, that's how you will be just going about, fumbling, frustrated, and living in the old life. Open John chapter 14, verse 22, 21 to 23. Quick. My time is not plenty. I know that the Holy Spirit gave me this message for us to go home and be different. John chapter 14, verse 21 to 22. I mean, 21 to 23. Are you there? He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. When Jesus manifested himself to you, you will never be the same. My son that finished now, he said when Paul had the encounter with Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 9, he never remained the same. Since 1959, I've never been a human being again, ordinary human being. Many of you will know you're born that time. Why? That day I was changed. I was completely changed. And I started growing. Verse 23, 22. Judas says unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. What is another simple word of abode? I'm reading from authorized version of the Bible. You people who go bukuru, what is another simple word? Huh? All right, a New King James say home. Now, the moment you are born again, you have become the home of God. God has come down. God that was up and is still up is also in you. One day, when Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God, the disciples asked him, what is the kingdom of God? He said, you are the kingdom of God. This man told us that we are called for witnessing. Until you will know that God is in heaven, truly, and is also in you. And he has made you to be home here for him. He's living in you. The reason is to manifest himself, like we see in verse 21. All right, 23. You see here, Jesus said, me and my Father will come and do what? What are we coming to do? Is it in heaven? Are you in heaven? Are we in heaven now? Preachers, are we in heaven? We are the home of God. We are the home of God. So God is here in us. It is in us that people will see us. Day before yesterday, we see God. You seen that, my soul. He was talking as if he was in the kingdom of Satan before. He was talking as if he was living in heaven with God. Why? 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 He knew that God, no? He knew where that God is. He knew the Holy Spirit. So when you know, you must be different. The grace of God, we are abusing it, is the only thing that can keep us going. You must know where you are and what you have so that you can do. Look at him. You. The master key here is love. Anyone that loves me will keep my word. Anybody who loves me, me and my father will do what? Come and live in the person. No. The secret we have is to know that you are the home of God. Truly God is in heaven, but he's also here. And Jesus is in you, and he's also in heaven. I said that day that you started ministry here, or this conference, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the angels are here with us. God the Father, they are here. Even now, they are here. Now, if Jesus is in you, you have become home. How many of us have ever got that in Revelation? We think until we are praying or we are in the church before, we will be in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit has revealed to me. Even when I'm living, I'm in the presence of God. I'm in the glory of God. Because God is in me. My body is full of the glory of God. I am not like Adam when he fell. I am the first Adam that was created in the form of God. I'm in the likeness of God. Yes. Now, look at what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Quick. Somebody read. Nobody. There are two words there. One, rooted. Second one, what? Grounded. Grounded, rooted in whom? Rooted in whom? Grounded in whom? All right. Now, if you see, you as a born again, me as a born again, we are not far away from God. God is not far away from us. We are together. We are one. John chapter 17, verse 22, quickly, because of time. I want to take you to where God is and where you are. And the purpose of God coming down to live in you and me. Yes, somebody read. Can't you read? Now, Jesus came down with glory of God and he left it here as an inheritance. The moment you are born again, that glory is the garment that you will wear. What Adam lost in the garden, Jesus brought it back. And when it was time for him to go, he dropped it here. That garment, those garments are uncountable. You can't count them all. So anybody who is born again, that moment, you put on the garment of glory of God. But if you don't know, you will just be like an ordinary person. You will be like an ordinary person. Earlier was the Reverend Father, everywhere he was going, people will follow him. Is he still like that? Can you see Ariana going about? Can you see Ariana going about? No. Why? He has become the governor of Benue State. Can't go out. But if Ariana is not a born-again child of God, if you are born again, or the president of Nigeria, if he's not born again, your slippers is more than him. Your slippers is more than any president. Your slippers, I'm not talking about the shoes, is more than the president of America, this president, America. Because he's not born again. My shoes is more than the president of America. Why? Everything I have is of God. And everything I have is full of the glory of God. My dress is full of the glory of God. My body is the glory, is full of the glory of God. What I am carrying God, I'm a carrier of God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the devil himself knows it. Demons, they call my name. When they call my name, I say, well, shut up, like Jesus will say, they will shut up. Madmen, many madmen in the 70s, they see me, they will say, oh, you Jesus, and I will start running away. If madmen can see Jesus in me, you as a born again, you cannot see Jesus. Hey, is it not a disgrace? Is it not a disgrace? Preachers, demons will see Jesus living in you. Yes. So now, you must know that you are a child of God. And God is living in you for the purpose that he will make people to, through you, God will know, I mean, people will know God. Through you, people will see God in action. Through you, people will understand God. Through you, people will have faith in God. Through you, God will use you to destroy the works of Satan, to destroy the kingdom of Satan in this world. Right from 73, have been dealing with the kingdom of Satan on the ground and in the air. Yes. Why? That God in me is not my body. I'm not the property of my own again. And what if God is living in me? Is that God so weak that fornication can overthrow him? God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three of them, fornication can overthrow them. Adultery can overthrow them. Lying can overthrow them. Anger can overthrow them. Witches and wizards can overthrow them. People talk of the flesh. So the flesh can overthrow God. When you are born again, the flesh is dead. Paul says it. Because of time, I just want you to know that the Holy Spirit that has come to live in us is no joke. There is no power. I preached a message in 70 titled, "The Bible Cannot Sin." And the Holy Spirit cannot sin. So we are talking of power today. This is not a question of shouting. It's not a question of jumping. You know that God is in you. Yes. And whether you sit down, God can manifest. Whether you are lying down, God can manifest. Whether you are standing, God can manifest. So carry this message home that you are in the presence of God for all the days of your life. And in the presence of God, there is joy, isn't it? In the presence of God, there is what? Stand up. Let's pray. The Holy Spirit said we should know him. He is the one that will take us to God the Father and the Son. And also make us to know the angels. Shall we bow our head and say, God, from today, Jesus, I need your manifestation to me. Open your mouth before we pray. Let the Holy Spirit take over and say, God, the Father, you are in me. Demonstrate your power through me. Use my body and deliver me from any temptation. We keep on blaming women and blaming men. Not all women can run to men. Men are the ones running to women. So I can defend women all. Yes. Fornication and adultery is being carried by the demons, the highest one, marine spirit. Now, marine spirit cannot overthrow Jesus in you and me, cannot overthrow the Holy Spirit of God. As we close our eyes, let us sing this chorus. Oh, this song about love. His banner over me is love. Don't say his banner over us. One, two, go. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He brought me into his banqueting house. And his banner over me is love. His love is love. His banner over me is love. He brought me into his banqueting house. And his banner over me is love. As we close our eyes, let's lift up our hands. And let me ask the Holy Spirit to release that fresh anointing upon us. Holy Spirit, take over this message. Those who are still living in sin, release the anointing of conviction over them. Release it. Release it. Release it. Let them be convicted of their sins. And then turn to release the anointing of convincing power of God and let them be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Father, open heavens, let your glory descend. Holy Spirit, help us to know that the glory that Adam lost and his wife, you have given it back to us. We are in your glory. And help us to know that we are your children. Holy Spirit, take over. Take over. Take over. Take over from now on. I pray this prayer for the Church of Jesus Christ in Nigeria and in the whole world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.